Good morning. Today is Friday, the 5th of January. What, are you placing your bets for this weekend?
No, I'm making a credit card payment.
Good. It's 1101 Marsh Road. Miles Slattery from the city of Eureka is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am surviving the morning.
Other than the federal government coming after me?
Yeah, and self challenges here at the shop, but you know, we do what we do, right?
Yes.
All right, you ready for your question, sir?
I am.
We're still in the sports and leisure category, so.
Oh, see, I should do well in that, I hope.
Oh, yeah, you bet. okay. Why are billiards played on a pool table?
Because it makes sense. Billiards played on a pool table.
Yes.
I'm assuming it has something to do with the name. So why do they call it pool as opposed to billiards? I'm going to guess because it is in the shape of most typical pools, swimming pools.
You didn't hang out in pool halls.
I actually did. But I don't think this ever came up in conversation.
Did you ever play billiards?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
During the
19th... My friend Nelson is one of the better billiards players.
So I'd kick your butt up one side and down the other?
He kicks my butt, but you would not kick my butt, I can assure you that. Oh. You could ask Jeff Davis. I hope Jeff Davis is listening, because we just did... This is a good segue. We did our bar room Olympics on Friday evening. So we went to... We went to Harbor Lanes.
It had nothing to do with consumption.
There was consumption for sure. Mm. But we went to Harbor Lanes to play pool. Okay. I mean, to play bowling.
Bowling.
Then we went to Myrtle Hood, or Fertile Wood, as some like to call it, lounge, and played,
Air hockey?
No, the bags that you throw into the hole.
Oh, the cornhole?
Cornhole.
Okay.
Played cornhole. And then we went to the Little Red Lion and played pool.
Okay.
And then from there we went to the AA and played shuffleboard, and then went to Ernie's and tried to play darts, but it didn't happen. So if anybody's interested in Bar Olympics, it's a great venue. You go to all of those and you can play it.
And they're all Eureka based, so it's I noticed. All right. During the 19th century, off-track gamblers would often play billiards while waiting to hear the results of a horse race. Sometimes if they agreed on the merits of a particular horse, the gamblers would pool their money in an effort to win a greater amount on one bet or to soften the blow of a loss. The pooled money, both bet and won, was counted out on the playing surface of the billiard table, which the gamblers came to call their pool table.
Pool table. Yeah, makes sense.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So you got a new police chief, huh?
I did. We just went, had the swearing in yesterday.
Yeah, he came in and I said, okay, you want me there? And he said, no, it's not for the public.
I went, no.
Okay, you turkey.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. He said, you know, it was more for the government community.
Well, you would have had a hard time finding parking because there was a lot of people there. So, I guess.
I heard it went well.
Yeah, the community members, I think, were mostly retirees that were there. So we had a lot of retirees. We had, you know, Billy was there.
He said he was going to show.
Chief Robertson was there. Douglas, the old police chief, was there.
So far, it's all government types.
It is.
Current and past.
Yeah, and then pretty much the entirety of the sworn officers, as well as the majority of the...
Yeah, I would think that would be a missing that you would not want to miss that meeting.
I don't think it was required. I think
it was, no.
Voluntary.
No, and then some of the guys got bumped up also.
So they had Rabangs upgrade to chief. There was Nance, and I believe was an Eckert, and a couple of sergeants, one of them being Nance. It was promotional ceremony, and then also award ceremony. Heard a lot about, I forget the officer's name, but put a tourniquet on somebody who would have died of loss of blood. And then, of course, the incident that happened over there off of Dolbear. Gave awards for that, and it was a great time.
Yeah.
A little bit over an hour. It was over at the
conference center.
At the conference center, yeah. Square Conference Center.
Mm-hmm. I accused them of having it there for the hors d'oeuvres, and they said there would be no food.
Which was
said, well,
yes.
That will cut down the community participation.
Yes, yes. There were no hors d'oeuvres or anything, but good time.
But good stuff.
Congratulations to Chief Stephen. Well deserved, and you know, has been an integral part of EPD for, you know, 25 plus years, and so he's been
everything
well
except for that rooting for the Kentucky Wildcats thing.
No, that's a good thing.
There's what? That is a good thing?
I'll take them over Alabama all day.
What sport?
All sports.
Oh, I see. Laying the smack down. Okay.
Not a fan of either. I will take Kentucky over some.
You're not an SEC fan?
Not necessarily. Believe it or not, I was a Georgia Tech fan for a long time because of, I was big into
Bobby
basketball.
Bobby
Kremins? Yes.
I've actually walked on the court. We had a radio convention there.
Yeah.
Right across the street.
It was Point Guard University, and I was a point guard in my playing days. And so,
oh, okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, who was the small little lefty? That
Marbury.
Yeah, Stephen Marbury was supposed to light the world up and missed.
He did all right.
Yeah, but it wasn't like they had anticipated.
No, he wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, I walked on the court. Kremins was still there. I didn't see him. I have three impressions of that. Yeah. Seeing the hedge at Georgia. Mm-hmm. It was kind of in the same neighborhood, and the college bookstore that was across the street from the meeting place that we were at.
I love
bookstores. And I was looking for one particular one, which, okay, talk about geeking out. But we only got 30 seconds. The best sales book of all time. Take a guess what it is.
Like how to be a good salesperson?
Don't even have to go to that level. Yeah, just best sales book of all time. Most people will go with Zig Ziglar or Og Bandino or people like that, right?
I'm not going to, it's embarrassing to admit, but I've never read a book cover to cover, so you're...
I bet you've read this one cover to cover.
Sports Illustrated.
It's Dr. Seuss.
Oh, that is the first...
Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, but the one that I read was the sleep book for my daughter and my son. That one I could actually recite.
Way to go. Way to go. See, I knew you had one in you. It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Miles Slattery from the city of Eureka. Miles, so the police have a ceremony that happened yesterday. Do the other departments in the city have comparable where they, as a department, recognize achievement, recognize promotions, I don't want to say it's a social event, but it's probably a combination of a social event and a professional event.
Does
Public Works have that, or whatever you guys title it these days?
So, yeah, I mean, it's way less formal. We have an employee recognition annual.
But that's for the entire staff, right?
Yeah, but it's department, split up into departments. It gives you years of service, talks about promotions, retirements, those type of things. Employees.
Outstanding effort?
Stuff like that. So there's a city manager employee of the year, a city council employee of the year, and a mayor employee of the year. So there's three.
So you choose somebody?
Yeah,
as the manager?
Yeah, departments submit candidates, and then each of those, you know, me, the
mayor. Oh, really?
Select.
That's tacky.
Well, what do you mean tacky?
You go around, you see everybody, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to figure out who you want to recognize.
Oh,
instead
no.
of having people pushed up to you? Yeah, you go department to department. You see who's doing kicking butt,
totally
and who's
agree.
Doing a great job.
I totally agree, but I mean, there's
rather than relying,
there's a lot of things within the department that I don't have an understanding of, as far as like.
Boy, if we grab
somebody, I don't work with them, you know, 40 hours a week. Or, no, but you, I only have to do my job 1 hour a day, but.
But you pop in and
work with
you
them 40 hours. That was a joke.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Okay. I got it.
But 40 hours a week, you know,
a little
I
too close to reality perception.
Yes. But I don't see them the whole entire time, you know. I mean, I could get people that I get along with personally, but from a working environment, you know, I'm not overseeing their day-to-day tasks.
Some, can you do yes, an attaboy?
And if I did that, it would be a department level. We don't give it to department head level or management level typically. It's typically people that aren't in that position.
The workers.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people that are out there. I just, it's interesting only having been private. Looking at public and go, you know, okay, we see somebody doing something cool, you give them a couple of bucks or you know, that kind of stuff, yeah. And immediate recognition rather than a delayed thing.
Yeah, and I do that too. I mean, we have people that do our harbor staff on the 4th of July when I was in community services. I'd take them out, you know, to eat or drink or do whatever as a thank you for the work that they've done.
Cause
you know, work overtime, do whatever.
The extra little bit of effort
that
makes everything happen.
Yeah.
You do that as manager?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I went out last night with...
Not going to bowling alleys and bars.
Well, that was one of them. That was the bowling alley. Jeff Davis is an employee. And
okay.
We went out and I didn't pay for everything, but it was a good time.
Yes, and he should recognize it as such.
He did. Although he lost, that was his only problem. Is I went 4-for-1. He was 1-for-4, so...
Bowling?
And all of the Olympics.
Oh, all five of those events?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Events, yeah. And he was very disturbed about the bowling because he's one of those guys that has his own ball.
Oh.
Yeah, and he didn't fare very well.
I think if bowling had been the first one, my arm would be so sore the rest of the way. No chance to do anything, right?
We do that, and then we also do, you know, interdepartmental. You know, they have their, you know, holiday parties, those type of things, and get-togethers, and then, of course...
Do you do like a pizza party?
One now. Yeah, so we do a summer one now where we rent out Halverson Park, get Leroy to hook us up with the Mattaquit, have families come down there, and we do an employee appreciation in the summertime now, too.
Spontaneous?
Yeah, it came up. We actually... Probably shouldn't say this on air, but we bought
go for it.
We bought a kegerator. So that we could host this event and then also use it for rentals as well.
At the Warfinger?
Or for parks. Somebody rents out a park and wants alcohol.
Oh, so that's an option.
Yeah.
So you allow alcohol on...
As long as you have the insurance, yes.
Oh. Let me guess, $2 million.
It's 2-in-1.
Yeah.
But typically you can get that through your homeowners and it works as well. We do that for encroachment permits, but...
Unless it's a safe plan.
But it's not that expensive. I think it's $50, $75, and then we'll get the insurance for you. So, it's a good deal.
Yeah. Wink.
I mean, when you're only paying $55 for 3 hours to rent a park, that's a screaming deal.
So are all the parks available to rent?
All of them, yep. So after we redid... Hammond Park, Highland isn't yet, but I'm sure once we do the upgrades, we're going through some upgrades of Highland right now. Once we get a new restroom concession stand there, we'll rent that out. We rent out Hammond Park, you know, now that it has a concession stand and the restrooms and new basketball courts. We do Carson Park rentals, of course. We do Sequoia Park rentals, all of them. And they're all basically $55 for 3 hours.
The construction or the work at Highland. Mm-hmm. It's baseball field. I know it's probably the Little League Park. Sorry, I'm going back when I was.
Yeah.
Is that being cleaned up? And
so that it's definitely going to be. So what it is we have an agreement with Redbird Empire Little League, and this is good to say on air because people don't get this, but we rent it to them for like $1 a year, something ridiculously cheap. We get a portion of their concession money, but other than that, it's really inexpensive, and they take care of those fields. So Jacob Haney is the one that they typically use the most, which is at 2030 Park or Dias Park. That field there is one that they really take care of, and that as well as Hammond, excuse me.
Highland.
No, Kennedy and Hartman over by the zoo.
Oh, they're playing baseball in those, not just softball?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
So they rent those out. And then Highland is another one that's happening.
We'll talk kids sports when we come back. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Miles Slattery, city manager of Eureka. And during the break, remembering, flashing back 50 years ago. Gee, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess 50. It was 50 years ago. Whoa. So what is the ultimate use for Highland Park? Is it going to be an athletic complex that's also an athletic complex for the neighborhood? You know, there were all the tennis courts at one point. Baseball field, the playground part. You know, now I know pickleball is a big deal. I mean, are you pushing things to be?
We're trying to do all of those.
Bring that up.
So yeah, that park there. Ever since 2013, I became a department head for what was then Parks and Rec.
You mean even describe what you were in charge of? Wow.
Well, it was interesting. We changed it to community services,
which means nothing to anybody.
Well, it does, because we have a zoo. We did, you know.
Somebody was in charge of the zoo. Somebody was in charge of parks and rec.
Enough topic here. But even when I was in public works, you know, all of those divisions were within there, including parks. And Highland, to me, has always been something that we've neglected for far too long. We've had, you know, the majority of all of our K through sixth grade children, the vast majority of those of that age group lives in that area, and that
the Alice Burney kids.
Yeah, and that park has been had so much deferred maintenance over the years because of lack of funding, and we could never deal with grant funding for that because the Fort Humboldt is considered a park, believe it or not.
A city park?
It's considered a park by the state, and so the
state it's a
funding,
state park. Yeah.
I don't call it that, but yes, they do, and it's huge. And so it doesn't – part of the grant eligibility and your competitiveness is based on whether or not you have a park deficiency. And because of the size of that and its proximity to Highland Park, it was never very competitive for grants.
Couldn't be there. Yeah.
So we've, you know, put aside money for non-streets infrastructure as a part of the Measure H, and we finally have the funding to put that together. We're going to resurface all the tennis courts, put in pickleball lines so that they can serve as pickleball as well as tennis courts. There'll be 8 pickleball courts and 4 tennis courts. It'll be the only place in, I believe, Humboldt County that has 4 tennis courts and 8 pickleball courts.
Well, it's 4 plus 8.
Well, they're combined. There's, okay. You know, within those 4.
It's like volleyball stripes on a basketball court.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And then get a new restroom, concession stand. That'll be ADA compliant. Upgrade all the fencing, not only at the tennis courts, but also for the ball field. And then fix all the trails that go through there. We had already
any parking associated with that, or is it really for the neighborhood?
It's well, I mean, the cul-de-sac serves as parking, and you can
if you go around and wrap around instead of
And then there's a lot on street parking there too. I mean, if we wanted to, we could do some diagonal parking, but you don't pick up very many spaces compared to just parallel parking. You don't get much, but I mean,
but if it becomes popular, you could squeeze some more spaces in.
Yeah, yeah. And we already did, thanks to the Rotary, Mercer Fraser, and Hamanaka Painting, we redid the basketball court already. And that was a huge difference just in and of itself because it brought a lot of people there and the more appropriate uses. And when we get pickleball there, it's going to be a huge difference for that area for sure.
I like the way you slid that in. More appropriate uses.
Yes. Well, it does, though. I mean, because you get people... You know, I've always been very clear that we can, you know, the deterrence that we have for inappropriate uses that detract people from being there from a deterrent perspective aren't really effective. What's effective is having parents and grandparents and those type of things.
People there.
Being there. Yes. And so the more uses and different types of uses we can get, the better off we are.
With the fact that Fort Humboldt is as close as it is, mm-hmm. is there any partnership between the city and whether it's the State Parks Office that's there or the Fort Humboldt specifically to kind of bring the community back into that neighborhood? You know, I know the streets are rough. Okay, fine. Yeah. You know, and they've always been rough there. But you know, it's almost out of sight, out of mind, you know, unless you look up when you're driving past on the bluff.
Yeah.
You know, you might see the flagpole, but other than that, I wonder what a percentage of Eureka has ever been to Fort Humboldt.
No, that's true. And I, to be honest, never considered it to be a park. You know, I've been there, looked at the choo-choos and those type of things, but I never considered it to be, thought of it more of as...
You'd walk through the old buildings?
Yeah, as far as a museum, maybe. But yeah. A park is, yeah. It's odd, because, you know, we get parks up and down the 101 that are very well attended, and right. You don't see that happening so much at Fort Humboldt.
No, it would be, not that I have the time, money, or influence, but to bring back the garden. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of the things that may not be massive structures like the old days, but at least to change the footprint a little bit so that it's a little bit more easy for people to understand what it was like to be in Humboldt County at that time, serving at that location. You know, everybody knows about Grant, big deal. You know, a year, year and a half, and then he's gone. Yeah. Well, that shouldn't be the legacy of Fort Humboldt.
Yeah, and I think if you did, because to me it is a museum, and there's people who want to go and are into those type of things to go look at old historical, you know, wartime or whatever the heck it is that you want to look
cool
at.
Cool stuff, I believe, is what the title is that you're looking for.
Okay.
Yes.
But you could add more hip stuff to that cool stuff to get people to go there. So I think a great idea for that, which we don't have control over, would to maybe turn those grass areas into a kite flying. And because you're right on the bluff right there, it'd be a perfect opportunity.
Or partner with the Clark Museum to get some of the stuff out of the basement.
Yes.
And show it. You know, the stuff of that time frame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, boy, I got all kinds of weird ideas.
Yes. Unfortunately, we don't have any.
But there's no partnership.
Yeah, and it's not very, you know, you don't see, I don't know, I don't go there enough to know, but I don't see a lot of, you know, other than maintenance workers there, there's not like a docent or, you know, you don't see people that are there to promote. It's not like the... Not the Trees of Mysteries, but, you know, up in, come on, north of here, the state park with the...
You mean Patrick's Point?
No, not...
Patrick's Point, Redwood National Park, what do you...
The one north of that with the...
Trees of Mysteries.
No, with the moose and stuff.
The moose?
I mean the elk, excuse me.
Yeah, that's the national park.
Yeah, but what's the name of it?
Redwood National Park.
Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't know that. Either way, but that has staff. You go in there, you can talk.
Wait a minute, slow back. Back this thing up. Just a, you know, you got lost on Redwood National Park.
I did. I'm sorry.
Or are you thinking about the Newton B. Drury Parkway?
No.
That's goofy.
Yeah. But that has staffing, and they're there, and they.
Sure,
they
it's a national park.
Yeah. But you would think something similar.
You would think a state park would have. Some people there with the funny hats.
Yeah. And it's odd to me because state parks as well as fish and wildlife, it's very public safety oriented. Like the heads of their park departments are basically wardens of some sort, which is odd to me.
Yeah, well, no, I wouldn't even take a cheap shot at you.
I don't want to carry
you. Just buried yourself with the Redwood National. I can't do better than that. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Miles Slattery. We've got Highland Park that's getting some TLC. 2030, is that progressing? Is that happening? Is that this coming year?
Yeah, so what happened is when I went out to bid, Dyess Park, your favorite name, is going to be redone. We went out to bid. We have $5 million to do it, and we had pretty much a Cadillac design for that. And when it went out to bid, it came in about $2 million over. And so right now...
And beer taste.
Yes, right now, we're working back on that, doing some value engineering and trying to get it within that $5 million range.
Value engineering, what is that?
So there was a lot of, like, the concrete work. There was stamped concrete that was a salmon that was, you know...
Oh, instead of just having a regular cement wall?
Yeah. So instead of having that, putting in just, you know, the 3x3 squared sidewalk as opposed to some ornate. So there's a lot of things like that that they're pulling out. And
so regular guy stuff. It's not like it's going to be less.
No, it's just regular guy. You're still going to have a new concession stand and restroom. There was going to be two restrooms, but now there's only going to be one, which is more than ample for that area there.
One building or one?
So right now,
one door.
Well, right now there's restrooms that are not usable in the kind of scores thing within by Jacob Haney.
Right.
And then there's also a restroom that's not usable as well in the park area.
Okay.
So we wanted to match that, but likely we're not going to be doing that. We're just going to have one restroom over.
Oh, okay. So you have one spot to run to.
Yes.
Exactly. Rather than two. Okay.
But, I mean, you'll still have, you know, new dugouts, new seating, new, you know.
Sounds like it's a healthy revise to bring things to be normal instead of foo-foo.
Yeah, and it's going to be more accessible, too. Right now, it's not accessible to the public. We're going to just leave it open right now.
We could
have opened Empire, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Make it more usable. But anyway, we're hoping to go out to bid, you know, within the next month or two, and then see what the numbers
are. With the revision?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully it'll likely take two seasons, so it'll probably start this dry season and then finish up. Well, we could go through the winter. So hopefully by the end of the year it's done.
Is it that big a project, Miles? I mean, I'm thinking of the footprint.
It's huge.
And it's like, okay, unless there's some kind of goofy thing. I mean, it doesn't take that long to build a building or to
all of the
do sidewalks.
Retrofit. We're putting in the playground that's just going to be insane. We bought two huge egrets that are climbing walls and also slides. So they're like 20-foot tall egrets.
This is getting away from the normal guy thing, I sense.
Yes, very much so. So that was part of the Cadillac. We're still going to have portions of it that's going to be Cadillac, but it'll be a very well-running Toyota and brand new.
So is the baseball end of things a separate part of the project and the other?
All together.
So you can't just divide it in two and say, okay, we'll do this year and we'll do that next year? So at least something is usable?
That could happen. Likely we will concentrate on the ball field because during that interim time, you know, Redwood Empire is going to be needing to use Kennedy Hartman as well as Highland at that time. But they have plenty of other fields to use. So
right,
it'll all be one bid, and then it'll be up to the contractor to figure out which is which.
Oh, so you don't direct them and say, year one, we want this one done, year two, we want...
Yeah, we can. I don't think it's going to take two full dry seasons because a lot of that work can be done. So it makes sense to me, and I'm not the engineer on this project, but it makes sense to me that during the dry season you would do the stuff that the dirt is. So you would do the ball field during the dry season and then the other, you know, the concrete and the asphalt work and those type of things.
Yeah, you do that when it's foggy and drizzly.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you're supposed to. Preferred.
For concrete, yes.
Yeah, for the slow
not
dry.
Not necessarily AC, but yes.
AC?
Asphalt concrete. Gravel. I mean,
you wonder why people can't understand what the heck's going on. AC. For most of us, that's called air conditioning.
Yes, it is.
Or a type of electricity.
Yes. There's a difference between concrete and asphalt.
I understand.
Yeah.
One is called concrete and one is called asphalt. Yeah. And there's gravel in there too, and dirt. And yeah. We can follow that line of logic most times.
Yes.
Unless we're playing your goofy bar-to-bar game thing.
Bar Olympics.
Yeah, that might cause things to go a little crazy.
Yes.
Actually, you'd probably get the letters backwards then.
CA? That's California.
No, it's not California. That's not, at least that's not how Dad used to define what the CA was. I think you're familiar with it.
Yes.
What's going to be the biggest, coolest thing for 2024 for the citizens of Eureka?
I'd have to, you know, in my opinion, I'm big into parks. I think that these two park renovation projects are going to be huge. At that point, you know, when I first came here.
But will they be usable?
100%. And that's the thing.
Next year or this year?
Highland will definitely be done this year.
Cool.
Dios will likely be done by the end of the year. But that will lead to, you know, when I first came here, there wasn't a single park that we had that had usable restrooms. All of them had issues with ADA compliance, so we now have brand new restrooms.
Or drug deals.
We now have a brand new restroom at Sequoia Park. Carson, Sequoia. We have the new, you know, down at the Shark Park at Del Norte there, that has restrooms.
Where?
Del Norte, you know where it is, where the pier is. And then, so then we'll have Hammond has, you know, brand new restroom. We'll have brand new restrooms at Highland as well as Dias. So basically all of our parks will.
What about Ross?
Ross is next on the list. We've been having a hard time figuring out whether it's a renovation, because that building there isn't in too bad of shape. So we're kind of.
What does the neighborhood want?
That's what we're going to do. So we'll do just similar to what we did to Carson, is have, you know, public meetings and have people come in and comment. And what.
Dude, as long as you don't have those stupid bulb outs there.
But, I mean, those public meetings led to wanting to redo Carson Lodge, and because of the historicity, we couldn't. But we don't have that problem.
Historicity. What language do you talk, dude?
Because of it's on the historical register.
Yes, it's called the historical building.
Yes.
See everybody on Monday.